بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I give thanks to Almighty Allah, who in His infinite mercy has made it possible to be here to share our experiences, to benefit one another, and to enlighten ourselves on a topical issue that bothers around the institution of family in Islam. The title of my presentation is Stark Realities of Marriage Today. And the paper is being projected through PowerPoint for better understanding and for the purpose of carrying all of us along. The presentation is divided into 8 sections. Section 1 is going to give an overview of marriage. Section 2 will outline the purpose and benefits of marriage. Section 3 intends to provide a few guides on choosing partner. Section 4 will highlight some don'ts in the process of marriage. Section 5 will highlight some rights and obligations in marriage. Section 6 will look at the issues very properly. It will consider the reality of marriage today. Section 7 will outline some success factors in marriage, and a conclusion will follow, inshallah. Marriage, as you all know, is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, verse 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. That is one of the signs of Allah, that He has created for you mates from your own selves, so you can find comfort in them. Islam ordains marriage as the correct and legal way to produce children and replenish the earth. This is clearly explained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 3, where He says, فَانْكِهُ مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. Let me say before I move on, that you may have to pardon me while I continue the presentation. I've taken time to provide references to all the citations in the Quran and Sunnah in order to save time, in view of the fact that there is going to be another presentation and probably other line-up of activities before the end of the program, and the fact that the paper is a little bit lengthy. So in order to save time, sometimes I would not interpret or translate the